Mike and a Mad Dog, amazingly, with the great one, Wayne Gretzky, the day after he had a very special farewell at the Garden yesterday and what was one of the great New York sporting days ever, and it will one that will go down in the annals of sport. What do you think is going to be the part you miss most? Will it be the camaraderie? Will it be the practice? Just the games? What's going to be the hardest part to get out of your system?
I'm going to miss all of it. Going to the rink for practice, I'm going to miss the games, I'm going to miss the fans, I'm going to miss sitting around on the road talking to the writers about hockey. You know, the writers I've got to know over 20 years, I'll just sit and talk hockey. It doesn't matter to me. I know they have a job and a responsibility, but that's part of the game. But most of all, I'm going to miss my teammates. I think the most emotional time I had was the other day. Brian Leetch stood up and before practice and spoke for about 10 minutes and gave a speech that I'll never forget. It was very emotional. They gave me a present. And they gave me one of the greatest gifts I could ever get. I got a pass for two for life at any baseball game.
How good is that,
North America,
huh?
Yeah. Right. And you can't beat that.
And so, you got that gloves chair that you like from Steinbrenner's office,
yeah,
right?
I was fortunate enough to be invited to his office a couple times, and I loved that chair, and I told the guys for about 3 years how great that chair was, and they went home and got me one.
I saw you yesterday where Jordan called up yesterday morning. What did the great one say to the great one?
Oh, he called, and my wife wouldn't pass me the phone. And, you know, we're both fans, and we love what he did. You know, not only was he a great athlete, but he was phenomenal as a role model for our kids. I couldn't get the phone from her, and basically he just told me I was going to enjoy retirement. He did tell me my golf game wasn't going to get any better, and I told him, well, maybe that's the difference between you and I. Maybe you're not as talented as you think. But you know, all kidding aside, I was so overwhelmed that he would call me. I'm such a fan of his. I'm such a sports fan. It was bigger and better than if the President of the United States would call me.
Other than hockey, is baseball your favorite sport?
Oh, it's my love. I wish I could have been a Major League Baseball player. I grew up listening to Jack Buck and the St. Louis Cardinals on radio. I used to fall asleep every night listening to them.
Who was your favorite player growing up?
My favorite player as a child?
Yeah.
Mickey Lolich.
Mickey Lolich.
He was a pitcher for the Detroit Tigers.
Sure, absolutely.
Know him well, yeah.
And the reason that being was Detroit was the only team in Southern Ontario at that time. So my first Major League Baseball game was I was 14 years old and Mickey Lolich pitched. They won 1-0. They played against the Minnesota Twins, and Rod Carew was playing, and Tony Oliva.
Now, since we know you're a big baseball fan, might have a little time on your hands, you know.
Uh-huh.
We got two more seats here, so any day you want to come in and do a little sports with us, you're more than welcome. We'll even we'll even buy lunch.
All right, I know more about baseball than I do hockey, if you can believe that.
Well, anytime you want to come in, we'll talk a little, and you can teach us about hockey. There's plenty for us to learn.
I mean, Mike's the biggest Yankee fan going, so you'd have a kick out of that, that's for sure. And don't forget, come by here one day.
One day we'll watch a baseball game together.
You got it.
And we'll get into this whole discussion about Barry Bonds in the playoffs.
Oh, there you go. He's on top of it.